It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A giant lawsuit the U.S. settled this week began long ago in the remote reaches of Montana. The suit came from the windswept town of Browning. With a little more than 1,000 people, it's the largest community on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation.
From there, the suit grew to represent Indians across the country. They said they were cheated out of huge sums of money. Their lawsuit goes back to the 1990s. Their story goes back much further, to the 19th century.
It grows out of the days when the U.S. was clearing the frontier of Indians and signing treaties it didn't keep. Yesterday, the government reached a settlement. The U.S. agreed to pay $3.4 billion. Our coverage begins with NPR's Ari Shapiro.
Eloise Cobell is a warrior in the Blackfeet tribe. For 14 years, she has been lead plaintiff in this lawsuit, and now it's coming to an end.
You almost want to say, like Forrest Gump has said, well, I think I'll go home now.
On All Things Considered last night, Cobell described her thinking when she first filed the lawsuit.
You know, 2 years and at the most, and I'd be ready to go home. And, of course, I was very young then. I was 50 years old when I filed this case, and I'm 64 years old today.
The government has been mismanaging Indian funds for much longer than that. In 1887, Congress passed a law called the Dawes Act, giving parcels of reservation land to individual Native Americans. The government used the land for mining, timber, grazing, and other purposes. They were supposed to give the profits back to the Indian landowners, but they didn't. Cobell says for generations, no one was able to do anything about it.
Because a lot of attorneys wouldn't take this case, and that's why so many individual Indians had to let this go on for so long without any justice.
But finally, an attorney did take the case. Dennis Gingold was a lawyer who had represented big banks for years. He told me this story in a noisy briefing room at the Interior Department. In the mid-1990s, his law partner asked him to meet with the Office of Management and Budget about Indian banking matters.
I assumed it was East Indian. I assumed it was international. And I go to a meeting and I thought I was in a wrong room. And there weren't East Indians or American Indians. And the deputy director of OMB said, Dennis, you look puzzled, but you're in the right room.
Eloise Cobell eventually asked Gingold and his partner to represent her, and they said yes.
We gave her a commitment that no matter what it took, we would do what needs to be done to resolve this for the individual Indians, because it's the dark side of American history, and we as lawyers have an obligation to correct it if we can.
How much of your time has this case taken up as a percentage of your total practice in the last 14 years?
100%.
Really, this has been your sole case for the last 14 years?
I haven't had a vacation since December of 1998. I've generally worked 7 days a week on this case.
Gingold said it takes effort to fight the entire federal government. Here is the rundown of the case that Associate Attorney General Tom Perelli gave at the press conference.
13 years in court, 7 full trials, 192 trial days, 10 rounds at the Court of Appeals to reach this point. I think it's safe to say for many at the department, for our partners at the Department of the Interior, the Department of the Treasury, for Ms. Cobell, and for the hundreds of thousands of Native Americans who have been awaiting resolution, that today is a remarkable day.
The government agreed to pay $1.4 billion to landowners. Each plaintiff will receive about $1,000. The government will use another $2 billion to buy back parcels of land. They've been divided into smaller and smaller slivers through generations. The Interior Department's David Hayes explained why the government wants to buy the land back. He described one 40-acre parcel.
It has 439 owners. It currently produces $1,000 in annual income. 2/3 of the individual Indians receive less than $1 per year from this. The estimated value of the land is $20,000. The administrative cost for the United States Department of the Interior is $40,000 per year.
This makes no sense, Hayes said. Some of the money from buying back the parcels will go to a scholarship fund for Indian students. Plaintiff Eloise Cobell says that's one thing she insisted on.
I just had to fight on, and I think maybe it's in my genes. My great-great-grandfather was mountain chief, and he would not give in when the governments would tell him, oh, you're going to live your lifestyle like this.
Congress and the courts still have to sign off on this agreement. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said he hopes that will happen by the end of the month. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.